All right, so fresh off of the Mike Reiner highfalutin, high-living road trip to Santa Barbara with the Dallas Cowboys brass, I don't even know how to follow that up.
Well, there's only one way, with a good prank.
Yes, with a good prank. Let me set this up by saying I'm always out here leery of what will go down, and I'm especially leery now of after the Dirk prank of who might be trying to prank me. But I have to say, throughout the course of our 2 weeks out here, I never even picked up a scent of a prank. And I'm not sure how Killer and I, Killer, of course, our lead engineer out here, how we decided to start thinking of a prank. But I do know that initially we thought that it would be really funny to prank Blake, our other engineer, your twink, Mike.
Right.
Your lover for the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Your young portable receptacle
Yes.
for the last
What does
couple
that
weeks.
mean?
Jeez.
Yes, my well-paid lover.
Yes.
His human bedpan.
That's
Awesome. Right.
Skeet.
For those who don't remember Blake, he's most well known as last year's twink of Norm.
He gets passed around year to year.
He really does.
That's great.
Blake's young and
That's all right.
young and blonde and. And as we found out in Malibu,
he wants to go to TCU, and we're covering that.
as we found out in Malibu, in Malibu, when we were surrounded by beautiful women, and they were all
Yes.
talking to us, to me and Donovan, and not because we instigated, this is all because of Kid from Kid and Play's friend Will, who knows everyone in Malibu. So he gathers these girls around us, and he's like, "This is my boy, the Cobra. This is my boy, Donovan. And this is my boy, Blake." And these girls are, "Oh, hey, how you doing? Any friend of Will's a friend of ours." And blah, blah, blah. And they're talking to us. And what do y'all do for a living? And then they notice Blake kind of standing off to the side, almost in the corner. And one of them finally looks at him and goes, "What's your deal?" And Blake, like on a dime, like didn't even pause, goes, "I'm shy."
Actually, I have him well trained.
And then these girls, then they became fascinated by Blake. Blake's a good-looking kid, you know, and but he's just kind of standing
sure
off.
Is.
Oh, shut up. So gross.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Uh-oh.
So we thought, you know what? Let's get Blake. And we thought initially a really funny prank on Blake would be for the Cowboys, to involve the Cowboys. For them to come out and to, I don't know who it would be, some operative, and say that they have linked, because we're on the Cowboys' Wi-Fi here. Wi-Fi!
I'd play.
We're on their Wi-Fi out here.
I'd play.
And we thought it'd be really funny for one of them to come over and say, "We have matched up some very, very sketchy websites with a computer back here that matched up to Blake's IP address." Yeah. But then we thought, man, we don't want to really, really freak him out. So what we should do is go into his hotel room and steal everything.
This has been done before.
It has been done before a long, long time ago, but not under these
Was
circumstances.
that? There was one time where you and I robbed George and the Hammer
Yeah.
of laptops and
Yes.
phones and chargers and clothes.
Yeah.
And it was to the point where the police were on their way to the hotel when we went back in and replaced everything exactly where it was left.
Right.
I think that's how that went down.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Or
Where
we
was
told
that
them or
at?
whatever.
I think
That was
that was
here.
in.
That was here.
I think that was in. Yeah, you're right. You're
Dude, it was
absolutely
here.
right.
It
Yep,
was
it
in
sure was.
Oxnard. So this was about probably 12 years ago,
Yeah.
maybe one of the first years they ever came here. Well, the problem is, or the I guess the gift of the whole thing was that Blake. So we're staying in the in this Marriott where there's a courtyard in the middle of it, and we're all on the first floor. And this courtyard's awesome. There's a big pool out there, and there's a grassy area where you can sit out there and read your book and stuff like that. And so we most of us want to stay on the courtyard, or at least I do. Killer and I have been doing this for years, where we will call up beforehand and say, "Hey, can we get a courtyard room?" Well, Blake had been going in and out of the courtyard, or going in and out of the sliding glass door into the courtyard, like either into the hotel lobby or out to the parking lot, and using that. And it was so routine that he never locked the door.
No one does.
No, I don't. I never locked it.
You do now.
Well, now I do, because now I fear Blake. So, well, you know what, though? I think a lot of people do. I think people were kind of sketched out that you didn't lock your door at all and that I didn't either. But I've never locked it. I just go in, roll through there to the gym or the lobby or wherever, and then I'll come back and I'll enter that way, too. Sometimes the maids end up locking it for you. Sometimes they don't. But it was an easy mark. And it was also very easy because there was a piece of equipment in there, Daniel, that was worth right around $5,000, a piece of radio equipment that belonged neither to Killer or Blake. It belonged to Cumulus.
The vibrator.
No, Norm, it wasn't the vibrator. The, like we have one here.
The vibrator.
It wasn't the it wasn't the Will Arnett sex machine?
No, it was not the Will Arnett sex machine either. And so when we thought about it, we thought, you know what? Let's hatch a plan where we go in there, we take random items out of the room. The room has been boosted, and Killer and Blake are sharing a room together. And the big hall would be this thing called the access unit, which basically allows us to broadcast from anywhere there's an internet connection. And it's $5,000, or, as we learn later, about $5,700 with tax and all the add-ons and things like that. And that because Blake is the one that left the door open, he would be responsible for paying for this. And Killer's golf clubs, which cost $1,200, were also stolen, and a GoPro unit, and various items of clothing and all this stuff. So this was all in our head, and in the end, we would tell Blake, who, you know, Blake is, he's young, what, 24, right, Blake?
24, yep.
24 years old, and I don't know where you guys were at 24. Certainly not able to afford probably about $6,000 worth of stuff.
I can't do that now.
I couldn't have swung that.
No.
No. So let's take a break. We will come back. We will play you the audio and all the fun and games of pranking young Blake.
And what we're about to do is provide you with prank payoff here. Let you know how it all came down.
That's right. We told you the story where Killer and I, our, of course, our head engineer out here, and Blake, our engineer junior, and Mike's twink out here, we decided to clean out their hotel room, and Killer was in on this too, so it was his own stuff. And the end goal was to convince Blake that a $5,000 piece of radio equipment was stolen out of his room, and that because he left his sliding glass door open, he is responsible for it. Now there's two things here, because I have to rely on Killer.
That's sketchy.
Who is no master of anything, especially being
acting.
Yes. And so you judge for yourself. This is the initial phone call from Killer to his little buddy Blake, trying to convince him that he just went back to their hotel room and everything was gone.
Hey, dude. Seriously, are you and Donovan playing a trick on me right now?
No.
Okay. When you went to work out, did you lock up the doors and stuff?
No.
Oh, God, dude. So the door was open when I came back to the room. So you didn't lock the door when you left?
No. We haven't locked it all week.
I've been locking it before I leave every morning. And when I come back at night, I lock it.
Yeah, I know it's locked this morning, but that's the first time I've ever been locked.
I've been locking it every morning. Dude, the access in my clubs, my shirts are gone.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to give Killer credit because his panic is real because he's acting.
Yeah.
And it's translating into a phenomenal performance.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really, really good. I love the fact, though, that the access unit is the biggest one, okay? So that's the $5,000 unit. The GoPro is how much?
GoPro is about $400.
$400. But then the biggest reaction is not the access or the GoPro. It's this.
Oh, my shirts are gone.
Oh,
as if things weren't bad enough.
Now my shirts are gone. All right, so Blake, at this point, are you in a little bit of panic? Not knowing that you have to pay for all this yet.
I thought it was kind of funny that the one time he rides back with you, something happens.
Yeah.
And so I was pretty skeptical from the start, but as Danny said, he was acting pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's go to cut number two here. Killer is on the case at the hotel trying to locate this lost equipment and, of course, shirts.
Hello?
Hey, dude. Okay, so I called the front desk of the hotel, okay? I'm freaking out a little bit right now. They told me that when we checked into the room, we signed the waiver saying that they're not responsible for anything lost or stolen from the rooms.
By the way, very well played right there, too.
Yeah, that got me.
That I have to call the Ventura City Police. So here's the deal. If you guys are messing with me, you're pulling a prank or something fast on me, I need to know now so I don't call the cops.
Okay, yeah, we're not messing with you.
Okay. Can't believe you left the door open.
This is the best because I can hear the panic and nervousness in Killer's voice, and it's all because he's having to act.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's great.
No doubt. All right, now the cops are involved.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, so I filed with the Ventura PD. I gave them a description. Did you leave your video game unit or anything in the room?
Or my what?
Your video game or your tablet or whatever? Is it in here? Was it in here?
No, I had my tablet. My Beats were in my suitcase.
Okay.
Your Beats.
Well, you should hope that those would get stolen.
That's pretty important.
Well, I don't know. Your suitcase looks like it did before. It didn't look like anything's missing out of it. I don't know. So, I don't really want to search through your clothes. So I called them. We filed a report. Access, golf clubs, all that stuff. I talked to Dwayne.
Dwayne is our chief engineer. Okay.
The boss.
Yes, he is the boss of these guys. And by the way, Dwayne is in on this because mm-hmm. we had called Dwayne just in case Blake had called him. So we told Dwayne, look, this is what's going on. So if Blake calls you, just don't answer.
Do what Sarah Melton.
Yeah, do what Sarah Melton did to me with the Mavericks PR when I'm trying to scramble about Dirk. Just don't answer the phone if, in fact, he does end up calling.
He's got to go tell Bennett what's happened.
Dan Bennett, our general manager. So Dwayne is going to go tell Dan Bennett that a $5,000 piece of equipment is missing.
Because of the whole access thing. It turns out the GoPro was in my golf bag, too. So we're missing the GoPro. Dude, I think we're screwed here.
Okay, time out. Could I detect more of a who gives a rat's ass from Blake?
You have to understand, Blake is really quiet, okay? He doesn't speak a lot. He's a really, really quiet guy.
He's also working with bad radio at this moment in time.
Yeah, he is. He's on the air right now with bad radio.
I kind of like it. It's kind of like, oh, well.
Well, I don't know if it's a prank yet. So
sucks
I don't wanna...
that stuff got stolen, Killer.
Had it cross your mind that it might be?
Yeah, at this point I was about, I don't know, 50-50, but I don't know. I just didn't want to freak out and it'd be a prank.
I don't know. I just didn't want to freak out here.
Pull it up.
I gave them both of our cell phones. They said that all they can really do is keep an eye out for it. And basically, they'll just watch pawn shops. And if something pops up at a pawn shop or... I guess they have like Internet Task Force 2 or something. I don't know. They'll be watching eBay and all that stuff.
An Internet Task Force.
I am not proud of that.
Or Task Force.
Okay, I was kind of getting flustered because he wasn't reacting to anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I have to say to get this kid to do something?
Right, right.
It's like any type of emotion or reaction is what I was looking for, and he was nothing.
I've not seen one bit of emotion from him the last 2 weeks outside of blowing his chance with the German girls in Malibu.
I didn't blow it.
All right, and then he confronts him. He comes back out here. And by the way, as we're driving into work, And Killer and Blake play dominoes with each other online.
Mm-hmm.
And as all this is going on and, you know, we're trying to have this freak out moment, Blake starts playing dominoes with Killer. And Mike goes, oh, no, uh-uh. Text him back right now and tell him in a moment like this, no freaking dominoes. Which he did, for sure, which he did. All right, so this is Blake being told that he has to pay for the stuff.
So, where's your trouble? Okay, talk to Dwayne, talk to Bennett. Okay. So here's what's going to happen, is we're responsible for the GoPro and the access. So they basically, what Bennett said was whoever was in the room last is responsible for both. But the GoPro is my fault because I brought the GoPro. It was in my golf bag, so I've got that. And I can't let you cover the access fee by yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's at least $5,000.
Okay.
So basically, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we've got to find an access.
Okay.
And we've got like 2 weeks to do it.
Now, I thought that was brilliant because at this point, I think you're sold that it's a prank because Killer now is going to absolve some of the money.
Well, mm-hmm. I think he would do that.
I would I would do that. I would jump in and help.
So that actually kind of helped your cause a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, because I thought for sure, I was thinking, all right, now it's cut in half. And then they immediately go on the internet trying to look for a unit, and they find one on eBay for $2,500. And Killer was like, man, he's all excited because we found one on the cheap, and now we only have to split $2,500. Well, then suddenly we come up with a plan that Dwayne sends a note back and says, oh, hell no, you're buying a brand new one no matter what.
And which then, is realistic, too.
Yes, and then just the hangdog defeat in Blake, like, son of a bitch.
Like,
so this is the reveal where we're at dinner, and it's me and Killer and Blake and Craig Jr. Miller, and it is time for him, because we're all now trying to pitch in money and act like we're all going to pitch in money for Blake to hear that it's a prank.
It's like $6,000.
Yeah.
I'll put in $10.
Craig's going to put in $10.
$10.
For a $6,000 unit.
Wow. Thank you. That's double your normal. I really appreciate that. I care about you guys.
Bob, Dan, and Donnie said that they would pitch in $50 each. Mike said he would pitch in $30.
$30?
Oh, and we got some loud, boozy bitch table next to us drinking wine and yucking it up with baby presents and everything else.
Making it all about her.
Oh, yeah.
We're up to almost 200.
Right, $185 right now.
Right. I was going to donate 100. Norm hasn't responded, nor will he.
Yeah, texting is not a good thing for Norm.
No. Or, and think about this, for real.
Now, hang on.
Or.
I thought you were about to mess with me. Like, or you could take up Mike's twink offer and do something like that. So I was really not expecting what was coming.
Oh, no.
Or, and think about this, for real. Or, the whole thing's a prank.
All right, his response is, I'm really glad you just said that. And then you start talking about the stupid...
I had an inkling.
Because he rode back with you. I figured y'all could have thought of something on the way back.
Where's the stuff?
In my room.
Yeah, all he had to do was walk into my room and see everything just shining.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. They took, like, one pair of shoes out of there.
I took a pair of his and a pair of mine.
Yeah, but left the other shoes that were
in
there.
Well, the other ones that he had in there were pretty nasty looking. I didn't want to touch them.
Yeah.
Who takes shoes?
Yeah, right. Robbers do, Blake.
Yeah.
For people that leave their door open.
They take everything.
Yeah.
They'll take underwear.
But you know what? As all good pranks end, the guy is very happy that it's not a prank. So...
Well, masterfully done on the part of everybody, especially you, Killer.
Yes, well done, Killer. Well done.
You're the star of this one.
Good stuff, Corby.
I play. See how he's grown up.
Mad thespian chops, Killer.
See how regal he is now with his expensive golf shirts. And that was another thing we missed, because Blake was like, why would they steal your shirts? And Killer goes, each one of them are worth $50. He now wears $50 shirts wherever he goes.
It's like we never knew him.
Ooh.